faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The conservative majority on the Supreme Court took another step towards resurrecting the Jim Crow South.
It is an attack on a crown jewel of our democracy.
Today's decision by this illegitimate Supreme Court majority strikes a blow against the Voting Rights Act. And what we would expect from the Trump court is an effort to continue their scheme to suppress the vote and rig the midterm elections and beyond. Because these extremists have failed America in every possible way. So they've concluded, aided and abetted by the Trump court, that they have to cheat to win.
Yes.
Wow, that all sounds pretty terrible. What exactly did the Supreme Court do? To listen to Democrats? A racist atrocity. Disenfranchised black people took away their votes. We're back to Jim Crow. Good gosh, what does that ruling say? You can't use race as a factor to draw districts. You have to be race neutral. That's it? That's it. Folks, this is actually very easy to understand. In the Constitution, it says you got to go count all the people and then allocate the congressional districts based on that count, where they live. Super simple. And we did that for about 215 years of our history. If we were still doing it, and this is the stunning part, there would be 20 more Republicans in Congress right now. This is why we won the presidency in 2024 in a mini landslide, but could barely take Congress because political power was stolen from us by a liberal activist Supreme Court. This court gave it back. Again, if we drew and allocated districts exactly the way the founders intended, exactly the way we did it, for more than 200 years of our history, there would be 20 more Republicans in Congress. You understand what that means, right? That's a 40-seat swing. But the biggest lie of all that the Democrats are telling today to whoop up black people and make them think they're living through some sort of racial atrocity here by Donald Trump, the biggest lie of all is that they gutted the Voting Rights Act of 1965, turned Article 2 into a dead letter.
Strikes a blow against the Voting Rights Act.
Well, again, that sounds really bad. I mean, everybody's for voting rights, right? What is Section 2 actually say? Clarence Thomas, black Supreme Court justice, nailed this. He says Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act does not regulate districting at all. Let me say that again. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act does not regulate districting at all. But wait a minute. Isn't this what liberals were using to draw special black Democrat districts? 20 more than they would have had for all of U.S. history till about 1986? Yes. Yes, it was. And that's the most astonishing thing about it. Section 2 does not address districting at all, or redistricting, or gerrymandering. I put it into Grok. Does Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act say anything at all about redistricting? No, Grok answers. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act does not mention redistricting, or districting, or maps at all. So how are the Democrats using it to draw themselves 20 more seats based on race? And Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas didn't get it either. Section 2 is actually pretty simple. And if you explained it to 90% of Americans, they'd agree with it. It simply says you cannot discriminate based on race in voting. You cannot have any standard, practice, or procedure that results in vote denial or abridgment based on race. Now, if you look at the year this was written, it was 1965, the heart of the civil rights movement. And what that section was aimed at was poll taxes, grandfathering, tests to vote, ways that Democrats were keeping blacks from the polls in the South. Democrat attorney Julian Epstein actually, I think, explained it the best this morning on Fox News because he put it so simply.
No, I think what you're hearing from the Democrats is a lot of groveling towards the hard left. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the Voting Rights Act when I was chief counsel at Judiciary. The Voting Rights Act and the Constitution say you cannot make it harder for a black candidate to become elected, but you also cannot make it easier. And that is what essentially Justice Alito is saying.
But wouldn't drawing congressional districts, especially for black Democrats who wouldn't have won, make it easier for black people while discriminating against white people and anyone who's not a Democrat? Yes. Yes, it would. And the Supreme Court ended that. This court has had a history of this because what we had was activist courts interpreting what laws must have meant and finding things in them and in the Constitution that weren't written. Like a really good example would be abortion. There is no right to an abortion in the Constitution because the word abortion does not exist in the Constitution. That's why they kicked it back to the states, because all rights not explicitly given to the federal government belong to the states. So they just sent it back. In other words, filed the instructions on a manual and did what it said. They're doing this again with the Voting Rights Act. This ruling was a massive civil rights gain for the most discriminated against, disenfranchised, and politically persecuted group of people in America, Republican voters. All the abuses of recent years that we've seen, evil abuses like censorship, political persecution of Donald Trump, political persecution by the deep state, is because they built a system that took power from us by an activist liberal court, but also by flat out stealing it. Folks, there aren't many moments in history like this one where so much power and so many of our rights are gained back without firing a shot. But it happened yesterday, and it's so rare. It's why I wanted to focus this podcast on it. The real number of seats we've been disenfranchised at, black people aren't disenfranchised at all, not in the slightest. But we are. Republican voters are. And by the way, black Republican voters are as well. They don't get their choice either. Which, by the way, in the last election would include a record-breaking 20% of the black male vote that went for Donald Trump. That may not sound high to you if you're new to politics, but when I started, black and white people always voted between 90 and 95% for Democrats. So their margins are really eroding here. So those black voters absolutely were disenfranchised up till yesterday. Now let's put it all together, because an activist liberal court wasn't the only way we had our legitimate political power stolen from us. By my count, we should have about 35 more seats in Congress than we do. Not 20. That's just this court ruling, which, folks, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know, I've been obsessed with that court ruling for a long time. I couldn't have been happier yesterday. I had such a lighter step yesterday. You know how much more election fraud they're going to have to do to overcome this? But remember what else they had to start to do, because even their 20 seat cushion was not enough anymore. And remember the director at the census, the Democrat guy, long Democrat Party history, who decided during COVID, you know what, that Constitution thingy, it says we got to count each person, you know, for allocating congressional districts. But, you know, everybody's got a cold, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write an algorithm, and I'm just going to count that way. Well, of course, that algorithm awarded 5 to 6 more seats to Democrats than they should have had. And that particular guy who had known Democrat affiliations was then asked by Congress, hey, turn over that algorithm. We want to see it. We want to see how you arrived at that. He refused to turn it over, citing privacy concerns. Even though it's only math, it doesn't have anybody's address in it. Besides, they didn't ask for addresses or names or anything like that. He said, no, we sued him. Went back and forth with the Census Bureau for 2 years, finally got the formula, found it was fraudulent, designed to undercount Republicans and overcount Democrat areas, and award congressional seats correspondingly. So that formula is now completely thrown out. What does that get us to? Yeah, about 25 seats. Now, there's an unknown number of seats stolen from us, because remember what happened after the 2020 census? There was pretty massive fraud by census takers in that census. And the Census Bureau knew it, but waited until after the districts were drawn based on the fraudulent 2020 census and waited till after the primaries were over for the next elections after the 2020 census. And then went, oh, you know, we meant to mention, yeah, there was massive fraud. By the way, we fired 200 people. So sorry. Knowing it would all be locked in as we headed toward the November elections. How many seats did they steal with the massive fraud? Nobody knows yet. And folks, I'm saying massive fraud. Honestly, to be fair, if you fire 200 people, how much fraud is that? I don't know, but there was fraud. We're going to find out how many seats they got that way when we do the census again. But now they've got this other problem I've been telling you about lately, and it's only really cropped up in the last few weeks, at least the evidence of it. Donald Trump has the border militarily sealed off. This is why, by the way, they've suddenly become completely obsessed, not just with abolishing ICE, so internal immigration enforcement gone. Now they've tacked on, if you've noticed, this has really happened in the last 2 months, they've tacked on defunding Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. Why? So that we have no external immigration enforcement, nobody on the border. Why? Because they got the census numbers and they're devastating. So Donald Trump's got the border locked down, right? So in migration numbers to these major metro areas in this country should be zero, right? But they're negative, highly negative, averaging from about 55% to 95% from El Paso to Vegas to LA. What does that mean? It means foreign people, that's how the census measures it, and they'll do mini sensei to detect this stuff. Foreign people are fleeing those areas, most of which are blue. So that could be somebody legally here on a visa. That could be somebody in the process of overstaying that visa they legally came on. And mostly it's illegal immigrants. Every single major metro is hemorrhaging foreign people. So what's really going on there? As we know, living in Democrat areas is miserable. We've just seen a record-breaking number of 5.4 million people since 2020 flee counties that Biden won or Harris won for counties that Trump won. Well, illegals are fleeing too, and not in small part because the Trump administration has been cutting off people's benefits. Stunning new number, by the way, that just came out from Brooke Rollins. She's the agricultural secretary, but you know they're over the SNAP benefits program, the food stamp program. You know how many people Trump has tossed off the food stamp program for fraud, ineligibility, and most of them are illegal immigrants? 4.3 million. Wow, no food. I've told you about the Department of Homeland Security crackdown of the last roughly 6 to 8 weeks on employers where they've now got the IRS data, right? And they had to fight in court for a year to get, and they're now going through that IRS data and sending letters to employers. Hey, looks like Juan there is not legally in the country. We're from the Department of Homeland Security. Could you go ahead and send some documents showing that Juan can work in America? Well, they're getting fired right and left, as the Washington Post documented. And they just took a look at five restaurants down the street from the Post newsroom in D.C. and found 131 people had been let go or had, you know, quit after being confronted after getting those letters. That's just five restaurants in D.C. And I'm really glad Trump's not talking about this. He just needs to keep his mouth shut. So I think that's why you're seeing them flee. The only reason that they stay in these Democrat cities is twofold. The sanctuary, so the criminals stay because they can't, you know, they don't have anywhere else to go. They can't go back to their home countries. They're on the run anyway, a lot of them. And the only other reason they stay is so they can defraud the federal government because it's illegal for them to be on benefits. And remember, as I remind you all the time, Donald Trump now has the bounty for self-deportation at $2,600 a head. So, you know, if there's three, four of you, you're going to have $10,000 to restart your life where you're going and a free ticket to get there. The Trump administration smartly hasn't released these numbers in a long time, but you can tell it's spinning the Democrats into a total panic. And one more thing, folks, remember this. Democrats are still in court fighting to turn against turning over their food stamp rolls because the sign up's at the state. That's why the feds need it. They still haven't finished that court case. So those numbers you heard, with the 4.3 million that Brooke Rollins has thrown off the food stamp rolls, those are Republican states. So folks, the numbers are just going to get worse for them. And when you look at the outflow in California of migrants alone out of these major metros, you know how much it equals a loss for congressional seats, as I said earlier. So what are we at now? 30 to 35 that we should have, that we don't. The future for them, at least in the House, is bleak. And they're going to have a very hard time executing their pack the court, ruin America agenda if we can hold on to one House of Congress that is so, if you get that many seats, you're talking about fraud proof. I mean, one of the hardest things to steal is a congressional seat. They still do it, I believe. But it's just the problem with the congressional seats, most of them cross at least two boards of elections, if not three boards of elections. In other words, it's very hard to coordinate the stealing of a congressional seat. It's actually, believe it or not, easier to steal a Senate seat because you can just have like one or two big counties, you know, with fraudulent votes, and then you get the seat. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The more actual seats that we should have that we get back, the closer we return to the level of political power we should have. And all of the abuses we've suffered have been because that political power was stolen from us, because we were disenfranchised, because we are the only group of voters that have been disenfranchised in the modern era. And folks, you don't have many days like yesterday where we get exponentially freer. Republican strategist Elizabeth Pipko would like to remind you why that happened yesterday at the court. It's because Donald Trump fought against and won against incredible odds twice. That we have the court and thus the freedom we have right now.
I just hope when Americans are at those ballot boxes in a couple of months, they're not just voting for the party that won that redistricting battle, but they're voting for the party that actually delivered for them, because that's what matters.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.